The Gemara never identifies Birchos HaTorah as being part of Birchos HaShachar. It's simply a bracha that you recite before you study Torah. Before you eat a food, then you recite a bracha. So before you learn Torah, you recite a bracha. That's how the Gemara describes it. And yet, we recite it as part of the Birchos HaShachar. We recite it first thing in the morning. And Rav Soloveitchik explained that two halachos regarding learning Torah and brachos, namely, don't study Torah before reciting a bracha, and the obligation to recite Birchas HaTorah and learn afterwards in the morning, teaches us that not only is tefillah an integral part of Avodah Shebelev, service of the heart, but Talmud Torah is also a necessary element of Avodah Shebelev. In order to properly perform the mitzvah of Avodah Shebelev, of serving Kadosh Baruch Hu in our heart each and every day, we must do both tefillah and limud Torah and Torah study. For Avodah Shebelev, we require an intense involvement in halacha with heartfelt feelings and the outpouring of the soul. And based on what Chazal say, Ein omdim lihispalel ela mitoch divrei Torah. We don't begin to daven, but only if we began with words of Torah. So both of them are necessary for Avodah Shebelev, and that's why Birchas Torah is not simply a bracha before we study Torah, but it's something that we do in the morning because it's connected to Avodah Shebelev, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On a very more basic level, Torah, what we're saying it when we recite the bracha in the morning, we're saying it's an essential element in the life of a Jew, no less than breathing, dressing, getting up in the morning, or any of the other elements which are part of Birchos HaShachar. It's part of our daily obligation to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God, by saying these morning routines that we're blessing God that we can do. We also recite Birchos HaTorah. That's on a simple level, but Rav Soloveitchik connects it to this is a partial fulfillment of Avodah Shebelev, speaking to God through tefillah, but also committing ourselves to living a life of halacha through limud Torah.